As we discuss mediumship, energy work, healing, paranormal investigations, and so much more. Find out more at transcendwithdebbie.com. Your host, Debbie Romero, is a globally recognized evidential psychic medium, paranormal investigator, energy worker, and empowerment teacher. Her unique blend of psychic abilities and healing energy has set her apart spiritually, gathering her international acclaim. With a profound connection to the spiritual realm, she has dedicated her life to helping others explore the mysteries of the unseen world. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Welcome to Transcend with Debbie. Today, we're going to talk about the dance between the higher self and ego. Is it society, adversities, personality, energy? I would say all of it. Our ego will help us to take the leap of faith on oneself. Do you remember when you felt you were not connected to your higher self? What created these experiences? Was it lack of self-worth? What is ego? The ego is part of the unconscious and conscious mind which battles one another. A reflection of lack of self-worth and worthiness is truly a dance, an unhealed version of oneself. It is often attached to one's personalities, traits, society influence, and lack of making healthy choices. What is the higher self? The higher self is love. Unconditional love is part of your soul that stays on the other side while you have an earthly experience. As you hear the word celestial being or cosmic being, it is a reminder of your true essence, which is universal love. Now let's look at this. And I pause with this for a second as I'm reminded of my personal journey. As many of us will continue the dance between the higher self and ego, we do often find ourselves where we do not feel worthy. And what does that look like for you? Is it affecting you within your connection of truth and self with spirit? Is it affecting you in the areas of your physical well-being? Is it within your thoughts of the mind? Or is it affecting you emotionally? Today, we're going to do a light meditation to connect you to your higher self. And these are things that I have done to incorporate my journey back to self-love. Because it is a journey back to universal love. So I often found myself in meditation or in prayer. I would journal. I would welcome spirit to help me, to realign me. There are ways to incorporate tools, whether you're using essential oils such as lavender, frankincense, sandalwood. To start your meditation, you can hold onto a crystal of selenite or a rose quartz. As we welcome the colors of spirit to be infused back into our energy field, because we often, when we do find ourselves in the ego, we want to bring ourselves back to awareness of our higher self. What does that mean for you? It can be a time where you can redirect your energy back to humanity for community. It is a collective energy within the Earth Star Chakra. We can start to work from the Earth Star Chakra up. From each chakra system, we allow the energies to move, so that we can allow the old stories to be moved. What does it mean to go within? For me, it was an opportunity to look at aspects of where I did not feel loved. It allowed me to look at aspects of myself where I did not feel worthy of. And this is not just in love, but this is all worthy of abundance, worthy of friendships, worthy of living the life that you envision within your higher self. You are worthy of all the good things and the goodness and sweetness that the universe is having you aware of. So when we look at the unhealed version of ourselves, this requires compassion. It requires forgiveness. It also requires acceptance of letting the old stories move. So I will hold space, get comfortable, as we allow spirit to come closer with us, to blend with us. And so when I say that, have a little drink of water nearby, wherever you're laying now or sitting down. Let's allow the energies to build in the power of spirit. Welcome the threads of the spirit world. To create a pathway between our world and spirit world, we ask for your higher self and spirit to commune with us together as we welcome the healing to move the energies that no longer serve us. We allow spirit to attune our minds, the energies within our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. Breathing in the color silver. Allow the energy to blend. And welcome your higher self, which is you. Feel the hands behind you of you. Allow the crown, which is the top of the head, to connect to the cosmos. And the feet really firmly on the earth of Mother Gaia. Feel your energy blend and mouth with you. Feel the chakra system moving. Allowing each chakra to open. Allow the alignment to be balanced. Balancing every chakra within your mind, your body, and your spirit, then your energy field, then your meridians, to be open and purified with the colors of spirit. Visualize, if you must, a resilience stance like Wonder Woman or Superman. Embody the courage and the strength. Blend in with the breath of the energies of your breath and the breath of spirit, your higher self. Healthy, strong, balanced, loved, abundant. Infuse your energy filled with all these essence of goodness, because this is your birthright. This is your blueprint. This is your true self. Welcome the spirit world, the teams of spirit, to assist this integration of love. Welcome the elements of the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, as we open the pathways of the north and the south and the east and the west, below and above and within, to allow the energies to be moved. From the bottom of our feet, we allow the healing energies of the earth chakra to be opened, to be purified. As we give permission for spirit to extract the threads of the past that no longer serve you, that limit you, that restrict you. We ask those threads to be extracted and placed into the earth for new growth, new seeds, new beginnings. Allow the roots that you've planted of the seeds of the past, of the goodness, to be filled up with the joy, the laughter, the love, the success, the visions that you had of love, to be nurtured, to be tended to. The earth energy is so beautiful. Allow the energies of the earth to rise. It moves the residuals of the past. Ask your soul, your higher self, what do I need today? What does my higher self need today? Is it love? Is it forgiveness? Is it understanding? Hope? Freedom? Move the energies. Doubt. Let go of the doubt. Let go of the fear. The dishonesty of where you lost the trust. Let the energies move. Where you may have been hurt, where you may have not been seen or heard, where you may have been misunderstood, allow the energies to move. Good job. Allow the threads of the earth, of the new, to be infused to the right side of the body as these new integrations of energies are infusing you with success, with understanding, with forgiveness, with trust, and most importantly, love. Let the energies rise to the legs and to the muscles and the tissue within your DNA as your blueprint is upgraded into your new desires of the shifts that the mind has created to welcome the adjustments of new beginnings, new understandings, new love. Let it rise into each chakra from the roots, sacral, solar plex, the heart, the high heart, the throat, third eye, crown, your star chakra, connecting you to the cosmos of the universe. As we blend with the sun, the stars, the moon, the planets, we blend to everything that exists within our world, in the world of spirit. Adjust, you will. Let the new plans be imprinted within the mind as you execute with action the adjustments that are necessary to create new beginnings for self and for others. Move in the direction that feels right, one step at a time. Breathe. The energies. Welcome the colors that will bring you vibrancy and the healing that you need within your auric field, within the etheric body, the energy body, to allow the healing to transmute what no longer serves you. Breathe the colors that come to your thoughts. Allow it to be infused in the cosmic energy. Allow it to blend as your chakras are aligned with your higher self. Alignment, we say, brings harmony, brings balance. There's no push or pull. Everything is just right. Feel the colors go through the mind, through your senses of the eyes, through the ears, within the nose and within the throat. Allow the energies to be infused within you, down the neck and the spine. The vibrancy of red flows through you as you are in your true power of self. You have made the perfect adjustments that were necessary, that created the life events that you've experienced, to move out of your auric field one layer at a time. For some of you, this was not an easy process, and for others, they moved through it so nicely. It's okay. No judgment. Be kind to yourself as you're moving with the new energies of love. Surrounded by diamonds. As a vortex of diamonds spins beneath our feet, we are charged with the diamonds of the earth, infusing our energy with the new energies fusing our body with these diamonds. The diamond energy rises through us. Moving the grief, moving the sorrow, moving the heartache of the past. New threads of energy is infused within your channel as you are all being upgraded to this new love. Breathe through it. As we move through the energies of the past, this is the perfect time to welcome the love for self, for others. If an old emotion or an old feeling comes to the surface, bless it with gratitude. A prayer that was given to me, which is the Ho'oponopono prayer, I would chant, "I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you." It's important to do it more than three times, the power of three. If you were to use a mala bead, each mala bead would be chanted, "I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you." Infusing your energetic body with new words of comfort for self. One more time. "I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you." Blessing the energies with gratitude. Even if you don't remember, that is okay. The feelings that you feel are not always understood. Whether it is a past life or the past, it doesn't matter. We're moving it now. Let's let the energies go. The energies connected to the lineage of your family, of your mother and your father, that is not of your faults. It is just energy. Again, Spirit says, let's let it go. Good job. Allowing the flowers of the spirit world, of the cosmic energies, to be infused within the mind. As you're allowing the energies of the cosmic transmissions to blend with us. From one spirit realm to the next. Using each portal, each vortex that no longer serves us to be purified and sealed with love. letting the energies move. Your higher self thanks you. The spirit world thanks you. As the energy integrates with you, your essence and your soul thanks you. Walk on the blends closer. As you walk in unity of your higher self and self, remember, this is a version of you that you are getting to know again. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind with the energies. If things are heightened and loud, find time for self to relax. If you cannot put your thoughts together, journal for self. It's important to move the body as you move the residuals of today's healing. Stretching will be good for the legs, and moving the neck side to side will help you to speak your words of truth. Allow the mind to open and heighten to the new energies and frequencies of love. Feed yourself the essence of truth, of goodness and sweetness of the word of spirit and God. Your mind will calm and be brought to ease as you move forward with pure love. Let go of the guilt or any blame or shame that you may embody that is no longer serving anyone. It is time to step into the purpose of your truth, for the world will thank you as you begin to create the ripple effects of change and transformation within yourself, then will be a reflection to others. Ground the energy into the soil as you are shielded with our love. Grounding the energy, we give gratitude for the healing and integration of today's meditation. And I say thank you for listening to Transcend with Debbie. And always remember, there's always a dance from higher self to ego. And it's okay if you find yourself out of alignment. Give yourself great patience. As we move back to the